While American soldiers pull back in Iraq, the toll is still being felt back home. Take Salem, New Hampshire. That's where Staff Sergeant Edmund Lowe grew up, and where friends and family are mourning the soldier. He was killed while taking apart a roadside bomb in Iraq. New Hampshire Public Radio's Cheryl Rich Kern has this remembrance.
Edmund Lowe was the second to youngest in a family of six. His parents emigrated from Hong Kong, became U.S. citizens, and opened a computer shop. Ed's mother is a petite woman who moves as if in a whisper, but her small dark eyes reveal an inner strength, especially when she talks about her son.
He's the kind of man that's willing to sacrifice. Even he knows that's a dangerous job, but he has really strong will, really determined to do what he thinks is right to do.
Ed's sister, Selma Dayak, scrolls through her brother's emails.
These are the ones. You're just so silly.
Selma opens a photo of her brother in front of an army truck. He's standing on one foot. It's his running man pose.
He's been goofy. He's always been goofy. He's always make us laugh.
Ed liked to make funny faces, but he also knew when to be serious.
He was a quiet leader. There's no flash about him.
That's Chief Thomas Puzo of Salem High's ROTC program.
People knew when he was in charge of something, they said, okay, Ed, we'll follow you and we'll get this done.
The chief says Ed was a top student and turned down a scholarship to the Rochester Institute of Technology.
You know, I said, Ed, you know, what an opportunity. And he says, well, you know, I don't know. I says, kind of the Army, it's something I want to do.
Justin Ingaharo was an ROTC freshman when Ed was sergeant. Justin says Ed was the one with the book smarts, always ready to help with homework.
Even if you didn't know what you were talking about, you didn't need to know what subject you were doing. Even if he's never heard of it, he'd go, well, let's see what we got in the book. And he'd crack it open and try to figure it out with you.
But Justin says that Ed was a kid at heart, like when he created puppet characters with his fingers.
And we're doing the little hand puppets going, wah, 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 you know, doing little funny stuff. And when we did that for like a half hour in their driveway, and every car going by like staring at us, what are these guys like dancing in the driveway for?
Chief Puzo said Ed took on a dangerous mission when he decided to work with bombs.
But I look at it from one perspective is he's there knowing that if they deal with the situation, in this case it was an explosive device they discovered, then he knows he's going to save lives. You know, but it takes a certain type of person that can do that.
Nick Thompson grew up riding bikes with Ed. Now he finds himself visiting Ed's parents, standing outside their computer shop, trying to grasp the news.
People see his death and that he died in uniform and not... He shouldn't only be remembered for how he died, but he should rather be remembered for how he lived.
Pallbearers carried Staff Sergeant Edmund Lowe to his grave at a military funeral in Salem, New Hampshire. He was 23 years old. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Rich Kern.